The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Got an email here. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. You know, is always the best way to reach us like this guy did. It's Anonymous Paul. He says, my wife and I just had the most amazing anniversary sex.
What year?
Oh, they don't say.
One.
Year one.
Pretty
year
amazing, one. I bet.
He sent this at 2:09 this morning. So,
okay.
He was still in trouble, couldn't sleep.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
He said this, though. He said, as soon as I...
Yep.
Finish,
Spadoosh.
The room filled with the aroma of cinnamon.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I couldn't get it out of my mind, but my wife said, there was no cinnamon
smell. Oh, so he had a weird smell reaction.
He said, my wife now thinks I might have had a mini stroke or something.
I hope that's not it. Smells and stuff.
Can do that.
I know.
You're smelling cinnamon. But I think it's more like burnt feathers and it's like bad smells that you get.
Yeah, but what if it was cinnamon toast?
It's true. Oh, my God. I smelled cinnamon. I had a cinnamon stroke.
Yeah.
Okay. I just Google here sudden smell of cinnamon. People with phantosmia.
What's that?
This is where an actual smell is perceived as something quite different. So he could have, he could have phantom smell, like the sex smell to him could smell like cinnamon
for a bit.
But that was the first time that's ever happened?
I think it can just happen to you. Like your nose gets confused. What she did was she knocked his sense of smell.
Right out of him.
Asunder.
She did something. So crazily that... The man smells cinnamon now.
Yeah. Because he did say it was amazing.
Exactly.
Anniversary sex.
Right. Mm-hmm. She did something to him.
That is.
He was like doing stuff so aggressive, like, you know, like almost out of breath. And
he could have had a little mini stroke. Honestly.
Take it easy.
This is a thing, though. Smelling cinnamon, but there is no cinnamon. Like there's a bunch of different threads online about this. I started smelling cinnamon. There was no cinnamon around, no cinnamon candle sprays. I didn't smell it just for a moment, for a full minute.
Did anyone have any explanations? Migraines.
Migraine aura can absolutely do this. Pain doesn't even have to follow.
So he was, okay, so a couple things. He either was helping himself out with a pill.
Oh, yeah.
Which leads to those headaches.
Yeah.
Which could, I guess, mess with your, you know, if it was going to be like anniversary party time.
You're right, man.
He was just, like I said, just so aggressively pounding that he like lost blood to his head.
It's crazy that he's like, hey, Dave and Chuck, you killed it last night.
Yeah.
Now I smell cinnamon. It's like, he's got to go to the hospital, dude.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're dying.
You got to talk to a doctor. You're smelling cinnamon.
I like this text. I'm going to go home right now and bang my old lady so hard until one of us smells cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's not great sex until one of you smells cinnamon.
since you're banging some, what do you smell? What are you smelling right now? You smell cinnamon yet?
No.
Back out. Let me know when you smell cinnamon.
Yeah, because I'm tired.
I call this a cinnamon toast crunch.
That's
hit her with a box of cinnamon toast crunch.
This is another one having quite a bad day today. Worried about financial problems. Worried about the stability of my job and all this stuff. All of a sudden, I close my eyes. I started smelling cinnamon. Very strong scent of cinnamon. I opened my eyes, looked around, thinking there must be an explanation. Nothing. So I lay there in silence a bit longer. The heavy scent comes again.
So it's like a stress, probably a stress headache. Some kind of... It's funny, your brain is... That's why you can't trust your brain. Anything can happen. Anything can happen, and you think it's real. And it's and maybe it wasn't.
Right.
You know? It's like, no, I smelled cinnamon today. No, you didn't.
You didn't at all.
But you didn't really.
Those are cerebellum giving way.
Yeah. Something popped.
I don't think he has to worry. It doesn't appear like there's some major medical connection between cinnamon and any bad medical conditions.
That's good. Yeah, I don't. I always thought it was like burning feathers or something. There is a smell they tell you to look out for.
Yeah, I think it's toast.
No. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
They say that's occasionally a symptom of a brain tumor.
Well, I would assume that would keep lasting, though. Like, you'd be like, man, I just smell it all the time. That's all I smell.
Definitely should go maybe see a doctor when you can.
Mm-hmm. Olfactory hallucinations are occasionally a symptom of a brain tumor.
Oh, God. Let's hope not.
Yeah, that's not what it is.
So this is what happens when you come to us with your medical
No.
It's
not a
tumor.
This is
a brain tumor.
No, this is what happens when you go to Google and
that's
start
it. That's
asking
exactly
medical.
It.
You'll always end up with a tumor.
With a tumor.
Every time.
That's true.
I had a tumor.
Cancer.
I had a tumor in my knee, according to Google one time. I was like, man, this knee pain just won't go away.
Probably bone cancer in your knee.
Yeah. Oh, great.
They'll tell you the worst.
Mm-hmm. The worst. Honestly, never Google it like we do.
But you can't. Later, you can't not. You always Google first.
Always Google.
I
do.
But
I always do.
You
yeah,
have
me
to.
Too.
You almost have to just cut the whole, the worst case scenarios. You just have to cut them right out. Like, it's such a, there's no way you have, you know, knee bone cancer.
Someone said my buddy that passed away loved Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We still smell it randomly. We think it's his ghost.
Yeah, I read that on some of those message boards that it was like spirits.
Mm.
Do you think also it just might be a lot of people have like a cinnamon candle going or like a
well, they
like
all
a
say
Glade
there was nothing.
In.
There was nothing cinnamon around.
I know
cinnamon spirits.
Cinnamon just reminds me of my old factory job because the cancer-causing chemicals made you smell like cinnamon after you were done.
Mm.
Like anyone that after work, anyone that I saw, they were like, oh my God.
But it would smell like the whole city.
Yeah.
There were days when that's all you could smell was the smell from that factory.
Mm. Yeah.
I totally remember that smell. Most people think it's like related to like a headache thing. Like he got like a...
Yeah.
You know, that moment of pressure.
Yeah.
And that triggered a little something. So, it's not a tumor. You'll be all right.
We hope.
We hope. Well, we're not doctors, but don't go to Google.
No.
No, never.
Because it's really
bad. But you're gonna.
Imagine that's all a doctor did. You went in. Maybe this is what it'll be like in 10 years.
Sure.
But you go to the doctor, and they're like, I don't know. Let me check.
Let's Google it.
Google it. Like, well, you could have a tumor, I guess.
No, that is what we're
that
doing.
Oh, yeah. That. Don't you think that
we're 20 years. We're 20 years.
Bit?
We're 20 years from that.
I don't know. I think that's happening sometimes.
I'm hoping they're basing it on stuff they've seen.
I know doctors hate it when you say you went to Google.
Oh my
yeah.
God!
Yeah,
get so angry.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why that's human nature.
I know.
Because
like
we need
diagnose.
Instant answers, right? Mm-hmm. And we're too either lazy or scared to go to a doctor.
I bet I could get
to Google.
I could create a website right now that would get thousands and thousands of hits a day if all I did was just picked like I've got a runny nose,
yeah,
and then I was like sinus cancer,
right?
And that's all. Like I just
well, everything
put,
ends with cancer.
That I right. just I cut to the chase. All my website is just.
total medical worst case scenario for you.
Mm.
And that's it. And I guarantee it would come up in their search and they'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, no. Got sinus cancer.
Oh my yeah. God.
Or just the sniffles.
Well, yeah, of course you only have the sniffles, but I want the clicks.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a shock click kind of bait thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Because some of them seem like reputable health sites, you know, but they're like, ooh.
Well, I think they put it on there because, you know, listen, the only time I really ever have clicked on anything, it's because I was a little worried about it.
Right.
Right. Like this one here. 1 in 15 people smell odors that aren't there. The disorder is annoying, but experts say it can also be a signal of something more serious.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this one does list, like, cinnamon.
Mm.
Different things like gasoline and cinnamon.
Mm.
As the smells.
So we definitely should talk to someone.
Yes, it's weird, but
don't ignore
maybe
it.
Worth a little visit.
Well, luckily for everybody, nobody can ever keep it to themselves when they smell something.
That's true. They'll let
you are so right.
Yeah, so true.
They can't.
You smell that?
They well, think about when we smell like the poisonous gas yeah, or whatever in here.
We're
like,
the
you smell it?
Smells like formaldehyde.
I don't know. Go out in the hallway. Do you smell it? Where's the worst?
Does it smell like ammonia to you?
We'll start freaking
What's
that out.
Smell?
We'll start freaking out. I wish it smelled
good.
There's
a whole investigation that goes along with
every
the
time.
Smell.
No, oh, yeah.
There's a skunk.
I found it. I found yeah. it.
Oh, you're great. You did great.
It was in the couch.
Don't you feel good, though, when you find that smell?
Yeah, you do.
It's a Where good feeling.
Where is that smell coming from?
Well, like one time I was smelling, this is when I was younger. I was in my parents' house still. And I would walk from the kitchen into the living room. And every time I did, I was like, oh, it smells like puke. What smells like puke?
Well, that's
what
the worst
is it?
Smells.
I'm like, oh, ugh,
mystery puke smell.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting closer. And I'm like, sniff. And I went over by the stove and my mom had one of those Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
Green Parmesan cheese
yeah, like
thing. And it had a little red top. And it was twisted open. And it was the Parmesan cheese. My wow. nose smelled it like six yep. feet away from it. And I was like,
oh,
and when you smell Parmesan cheese, it smells disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes amazing. Yeah, but it smells disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heavy smelling
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Yeah. And my brain said it's puke, but really it was Parmesan cheese. But I did that, so I hunted it
cheese.
Down.
I feel like cheese a lot of times.
Always a cheese.
That's the culprit.
Hey, Lise. It's always a cheese.
That's a good shirt.
Always a cheese.
It's always the cheese.
It's always a cheese.
Lisa's, I bet in Lisa's place, it is always
it is cheese. Always the cheese.
She's like, I found it, cheese, behind the couch. I don't know how it got here. I was eating it.
It's always a cheese.
Always a cheese. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Speaking of bad movies, I did end up watching because, you know, we're running out of stuff to watch here.
Uh-huh.
And we seem to watch a movie almost every night here with the kids.
Mm.
So everyone gets their pick. And my youngest picked that movie, The Wild, I think it's called, with Harrison Ford and the CGI dog.
Oh, the CGI dog movie.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh, my. I thought it would be a real dog and just at points be CGI.
Right. No,
it was 100% CGI.
They don't have time to train a dog anymore.
Nope.
No. Well, this dog did unbelievable things.
Yeah, he was in the rapids. He was in
well,
the
they
rapids.
Could do whatever they wanted with the yeah. dog.
He was like the Vin Diesel of dogs.
Yeah. He killed a grizzly bear.
Oh, you joke.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It just was, yeah, I can't believe Harrison Ford, I mean, they must have paid him so much money.
That's it. He right. doesn't care. Yeah. He's trying to crash planes. He doesn't have time to worry about.
With a guy in a dog suit. That whole time it was just a guy on all fours with, you know, and then those skin tight suits with all the little things on them.
Was it the famous guy? Was it the guy that we were talking about?
Was it Gollum?
Was it Gollum? We looked it up before.
There's a guy that might play the dog that's Gollum?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't think it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a stand-in that they found.
It might be just a stand-in.
Goddamn computer dog.
Now, Buck, the dog, is played by a 51-year-old former Cirque du Soleil performer named Terry,
okay,
who was then digitally transformed into a St. Bernard Scott Shepherd mix.
Terry.
Hello, here I am. I am the performer, that's the dog.
Harrison Ford with the Cirque du Soleil dog? Oh, I would just watch that. Just release that footage.
You know, if you made a movie that was so bad, if you made a movie that was just so bad that the only way to save it is to show the actual behind-the-scenes Cirque du Soleil guy, do it! Put it on the DVD!
I would pay to watch the footage of the Cirque du Soleil guy interact and lick his face and nuzzle up against him.
Do it!
Thing I've ever done.
You'd realize it's Harrison Ford's best acting he's ever done.
Well, I will say that. I mean, he was still Harrison Ford,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
He was still good. He's always good.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't believe. I'm like, wow, what did you, why did you do this?
Why would this be done?
Why would you do it?
So they were they had to figure it out, right? Because PETA, everything they wanted the dog to do was bad.
Right. Yeah, yeah, PETA said, no, you can't use a real dog for all these like incredible stunts you're going to do in this movie.
And I think they assumed that, you know, the visual technology now has come so far that it's like, oh, you know what? People will be fine with it. Mm. It's always funny when people say that and then you go back and watch the movie like 5 years later and you're like, oh, my God, it looks so fake.
Can you just imagine, though, being hired as the dog? Like, look, here's the side-by-side of how it looked in the movie. And
oh,
there's
no.
The guy.
No, it's not.
He's like, I can't do work with this little freak anymore. He's running around. I don't see him as a dog.
What else did he have to carry around in his mouth?
All sorts of things. Harrison Ford handed him that letter, and he took it. The dog did, but it was just that guy. He handed it to that guy's mouth. How weird must
strange
have
moment.
Shooting this movie be?
Yeah. Strange for that guy. He's got to take a letter from Harrison Ford.
Is he petting him for you?
Of course. Petting that dude? How weird.
Scratching his ears? I love when he pets me.
What if he got a boner when he was giving him a belly rub?
Oh, my God.
Yes, rub that belly, Harrison. Oh, that's the spot. A little
that's
lower.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's one of the scenes here. Oh, I remember us looking this up before. We were just blown away by it, but it's just... I just can't believe there it is.
Oh, my God.
So weird. That's a dude.
Harrison was like, give me a drink.
Oh, bomb the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a cup drunk. Of alcohol and I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one here. You got to look this up. The dude that played the dog. There's the mail taking scene.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I
took
it
right from Harrison's hands.
Oh, boy.
Weird as hell. But yeah, so that movie was just... Whew. Even my kids were like, well, we'll never get that time back.
No.
Yeah. I just can't believe Harrison, it's got to be just such a huge payday.
Let's find out.
Yeah, let's see how much he made for that.
Call of the Wild.
What do you think? 15 million? Good.
He's like, crashing planes is the most expensive hobby a man can have.
He had to rebuild that World War II plane. He needed the money.
I get rare World War II planes and crash them.
So it actually, the movie itself made $107 million at the box office. I have no idea how.
It cost $125 to $150 million.
It was
lost money.
Yeah.
It was a bomb.
Lost money.
Jesus.
Yeah, it took a $50 million loss.
But when you think about how much it must have cost to program this dog instead of just hiring a real dog. I mean, I know they had it fight a grizzly and they had it in the rapids and... They couldn't do all
salary.
That.
How do they not have his salary listed?
He's like, it's more than they could even put on.
No one cared but us to look up.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Well, I just want to know why he do it, because there's no other reason than that.
What would really suck for him is if he got a cut of the box office, but you don't get a cut until you
make a profit.
Until you make a profit or whatever. Yeah. Like, I did that movie for free.
Did it for free, ran around with a man in the circus. And, hugged him like a dog.
He did, like, the dog licks him. The dog nuzzles, like, they sleep together.
It's crazy.
But that's probably why the cost of the movie was so much.
$15 million.
15?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like enough.
It costs $125 million, and they said if you took his salary out of it, it would be just $110.
Wow. Well, $15 million is nothing to laugh at, but...
Oh, my God, no.
No, but for Harrison Ford, I figure he is like in the 30-40 range or something.
I don't think anyone's up to... Like, I think the top level girls and guys get like $20 million, but now the secret is you take the $20 million, but then you take a cut, which is like what
and then he had to promote this movie too, and he must have known, you know, he must have known how crappy it was. He saw it.
I just want to get back up in the sky so I can fall back down to earth again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy in Norman Township, Michigan, he was caught holding a woman's underwear after breaking into her home. And before he fled the scene, he said, "You don't mind if I take this, do you?"
Oh, my God. Nice of him.
32-year-old Justin Mickelson of Wellston Township, Michigan, was caught about 7 o'clock at night inside a home in Norman Township. The homeowner said she was in the bathroom. She heard her dog barking in the living room. So she went to the living room, and that's when she saw this guy standing in her house holding a pair of her panties.
At 7 p.m. That's an early time to be doing that kind of crime, right?
Yeah, it is an early time.
This guy is not a thinker.
I guess she had just taken them off before hopping into the shower. And when she caught him, he asked to keep them.
That's a weird question.
Gentlemen.
I'd like to keep these. May I, madam? Are you nude?
Wow.
Weirdo.
That's a freak.
I broke in the middle of the night at 7 p.m.
Yeah, it's still light out at 7 right now.
I don't think Jeopardy's even been on yet.
I mean, if you're stealing panties before Jeopardy.
It's a real, I'll be honest, it's a real risk.
That puts it in perspective.
It's a real risk.
It is.
It sure is.
Do all your panty stealing later.
Unless he's a super creeper and he knew that, like, she comes home and jumps into the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I would almost bet that he knew.
Oh, shower time.
Yeah.
Because he wanted worn. He wanted freshly worn.
Oh, he found the worn one.
Right?
Pre-shower. Yep. Pre-shower, pre-Jeopardy.
Yep.
Well, after she said, "No, you freak," and said she was going to call the police, he fled the home. He was luckily arrested shortly afterward by the Michigan State Police. He's on probation. He was wearing a tether at the time of this incident.
Wow.
And that tracking system confirms he was in that woman's home.
Wow, man, like you know you have a tracking device on you. You just don't care. You just don't care.
Your craving for used panties is so strong, you can't stop yourself.
They just watched him. They're like, he's going into a lady's apartment.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
He was taken to the Manistee County Jail, arraigned on one count of felony home invasion. There he is.
Oh, God.
My God.
Looks like Lions head coach Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Who everybody says looks like me.
Uh-oh. No.
But he has a label of a panty sealer.
Right. Yeah. So. No, he's not doing us bearded guys any justice.
He's no. not.
That much. I don't appreciate it. You just stay home, watch Jeopardy with your tether. It's crazy to have a tether on and be like,
he's your typical nice Midwest guy mixed with creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you mind if I take these panties?
When she said no, you freak, I wonder if he dropped them or if he took them anyway.
I'm going to go with, yeah, you said yes. I think I heard a yes. Thank you.
You know? Like, if you're.
I think you still take him. You have him at that point. You got it.
That's what I mean. So why even ask?
Right. So why I'm just going to do it. You know, I feel weird. I asked.
Yeah. I'm going to take him.
Yeah, you know he took them. Come on. Yeah. You know he took them.
Yes.
He's not going to drop them. He's not that nice. He's still a creeper.
Yeah. He's got a problem.
Unspeakable things he did.
So even though he was already wearing a tracking device, another count of felony home invasion has been slapped on. I'm sure that if you commit a crime wearing a tracking device, it's even that much worse, right?
Yeah.
Oh, anytime it's your second one, right?
If you're on probation, they'll throw the book in.
Oh, yeah. Because then you go to jail for the first one because you broke. Like, probation is like, hey, you're supposed to be in jail for this whole time, but we're going to
let you out.
You know, keep our eyes on you.
Our next pervert looks shockingly similar to that guy. It's the look.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry, Andy.
Just like Lions Head football coach.
A Patricia. Little bit different, but he's got a very similar look.
Dude,
this
looks
one,
like a pervert. In
Polk County, Florida. That's where this one happened. He's actually from Avon Park. This guy arrested after deputies said he exposed himself while driving. And investigators say, yeah, he's done this before.
Sure.
The victim was driving on Highway 60 near the Lake Wales Airport about 8 o'clock in the morning. She noticed a driver in a gray Mazda next to her frantically waving.
Hey! Hey! Hi.
Trying to get her attention.
Oh, yeah.
Look here.
When she looked over, she saw the man arched up in his seat.
Oh, the arch.
Penis completely exposed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Beginning to masturbate.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
That's hard to drive that way.
Yeah, it is.
Hard to
it's
drive.
Very
he's
hard.
A crab. He's like crab lifted himself, basically.
Yeah, pushing his feet down.
And the pedals, still on the pedals, it'd have to be. To keep up with her,
I think you go cruise.
The victim called authorities and gave them photos of the man's car and license plate, and that led them to 32-year-old Justin Mosser. Detectives began to surveil Mosser. A female undercover detective was driving on Highway 27. Oh, so they like wanted to catch him in the
act. Oh, no way. That's crazy.
So they got a woman behind the wheel. His gray Mazda began driving alongside her.
Oh, boy. Here comes the arch.
He did the, hey, lady.
Oh, here it comes.
Frantic wave. She looked over. His penis was exposed, and he was trying to draw her attention to it by pointing to it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Like that. Look at this down here.
In case you didn't see.
Yeah. I love that he had to draw her attention. Focus your eyes this way. As they got side by side, that's when he began jerking off. When they pulled over to arrest him, he said, no. My penis gets incredibly hot.
Yes.
I just need to air it out sometimes.
Exactly.
I didn't realize you could see it.
He claimed his arch was him cooling off as well.
Yeah.
Put it in the air conditioning vent.
Rolling down the window.
The window air hit it.
You know, and all that air blowing, it excites it.
That's a wild claim.
That is a wild claim.
He had it ready. He had it ready.
This thing runs red hot, officer. I got to cool it down, or I don't know. Maybe I get a doctor's note.
According to the sheriff's office, then he sang like a bird. He claimed he's done it several times to random women driving down the road. Although detectives say he showed no remorse for his actions.
The interrogation must have been funny.
It was hilarious. Like, hey, red hot wiener. I suffer from red hot wiener syndrome. That's it.
No, and then, I was showing women my penis.
Yeah. Because the nice cop leaves and the mean cop comes in and just gets you to sing like a canary.
Right.
Puts that bottle water down.
Good cop guy.
He's like, well, cool it off.
They always do that.
I suffer from red hot wiener syndrome.
Just immediately turned his tune. No lawyer, probably.
Oh, no.
I want a lawyer.
Give me a lawyer. I can't.
And dude, if I'm doing arching in my car, I got a lawyer.
That thing will get 95 to 112 degrees. I got to cool it off. No, I was just showing it to women.
Tell us the goddamn truth.
Please don't hit me again.
I love how he went from, yeah, I just hang my hot penis out the window to cool down, to then be like, yeah, no, I do it all the time.
Well, what they probably did, they started naming off, like, the other people. Like, he was like, well, you know, there was this car.
Hey, said having a busy week,
Oh, boy, I do some stuff. Oh, man. You got me.
So who chimed in on this? Of course, Polk County's own Sheriff Grady Judd.
Oh, God.
Oh, Grady Judd said, first, nobody wants to see that. It's disgusting, rude, and perverted.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it's dangerous to be doing that arch while driving.
He's on to something.
It's wrong on so many levels.
A driving arch. A mastered it.
They also found out this guy, not surprisingly, has had some previous run-ins with law enforcement. Previously arrested for burglary, grand theft, criminal mischief, giving a false name, resisting arrest, DUI, leaving the scene of an accident, driving with a suspended license, and more. He's done everything wrong in his life.
Yeah.
And he also said he has exposed himself to women before.
Yeah. He's...
So now they're asking any other women who may have been exposed to, I guess, so, right? Exposed to?
His wiener, yeah.
They've been exposed to?
Exposed to it?
Yes.
Exposed to
his bits?
Yes.
Yes.
To come forward. So there is his.
Well, yeah.
Jeez.
See, don't you think, like, a little similar to the last pervert? There's pervert number one, pervert number two.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
The first one, much more like Lions head football coach Matt Patricia than the second one.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
But I guess it's just.
But look,
the
he
universal...
does look like he's running hot. Like he does look
does
like
look
he's red hot.
I got a hot wiener.
Yeah,
I too don't know what to do about it.
Second one looks like a chubby Joey Ryan, the wrestler.
Yeah,
a little bit. He's also known for his wiener.
Yep.
I went to
look at that though.
I was in a grocery store parking lot the other day, and you know, traveling through, and there was a guy bending over to put like groceries in his trunk.
Yes,
and you know, not just the crack was showing; his cheeks were showing.
They were all out,
full cheeks.
What? Yeah,
like a full moon.
Almost, it was like half moon.
Like a half moon.
I was hoping you'd notice me putting groceries in my car, Lisa. The plan worked. I was like, I'll get it with the half moon.
But do you think it was to get attention?
Well, that's what I don't know if I've just been doing the show too long, because instantly I was like, you perv.
That's on purpose. Yeah.
You did that on purpose. Who has that much
you pervert
butt hanging out of their pants?
I think there are a group of men with a tremendous amount of butt showing at all times without realizing it.
It wasn't huge or anything like that. It wasn't anything like that. I don't know what it was. I had Molly with me, though, so I had to cover her eyes.
I love that. Molly was like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I'm glad you're here with this.
Apparently, I would be really shocked by whatever's outside.
My mom protects me from all kinds of stuff.
Molly!
I don't know what it is. Don't look. Close the window.
I thought it was odd.
It's funny, as you're saying this, I had to clean out my vacuum cleaner, and it takes a lot of bending over because I had to pick stuff out because it was clogged or whatever. And I was like outside, and I'm like, dude, I'm showing my ass to people.
Oh, you're outside.
I gotta stop, you know.
I
had to pull up. I had to pull a shirt down.
You don't want people to think you're doing that on purpose.
You're telling this story, and I'm like, I hope to God that...
Some woman.
It wasn't less like that, pervert.
This guy was cleaning his vacuum.
Pervert! He was cleaning his vacuum and he was showing his ass. Because I was like, I better face a certain way because there's no way for me to do it.
Yeah.
But it was just a quick thing, you know? But I'm like, my whole ass was out, I think.
Yeah, wow. I can tell when any of my ass is showing.
Well, I'm very ass aware. We've talked about this. We're very ass aware.
There are guys that are not.
I think normally it's a mistake, but sometimes there's that. Who's that perv or just freak? That
what's a weird perversion to have people want people to see your ass crack?
Well, I only had it happen the one time, or you know, that I've talked about before. But he was wearing the thong, so I know that that was on purpose. Oh, this guy, I don't think had a thong. It was just a lot of cheek.
A lot of cheek.
Way too much.
I'm so like, his underwear and his pants both fell.
Yeah.
If he had underwear on.
Right. Some guys will wear like a Carhartt style pants that it takes a belt to kind of hold it up. And if they're at all just like, oh, the belt's tight and they put it loose, those things can go down halfway without you realizing what's going on.
Maybe he realized it and then he was like, oh, I hope no one saw. Yeah. And I saw.
He's like, oh, just leaps away on that.
Imagine
radio
you
show.
You turn your head, you're like, man, my ass is hanging out right now. And you turn and Lisa just covering her dog's eyes and just keep shaking her head.
Shaking your head.
Pervert.
You freak. You sick freak.
I'm talking about this on the show.
Yeah. Freak.
You're going to be famous. Tomorrow morning, pervert.
You're at a grocery store sick or elderly.
What kind of age are you giving this guy? Could you tell, or was it just butt?
I would say he was in his 40s.
Okay.
Man. Was it a belt issue, you think?
I couldn't. I don't know. It was so fast. I don't know.
Yeah.
It
just was so,
I couldn't,
so fast ass.
Yeah.
Fast ass. Didn't have time.
You didn't linger with your looks, right?
No.
I've covered Molly's eyes and hit the pedal.
Took the hell out of there. Yeah. Rightfully so. So this next story disturbs me a little. I mean, I feel bad for the little fella, but his height combined with his voice.
Oh, is he the littlest man?
Combined to terrify me.
Oh.
This guy from Colombia has now just officially been declared the world's shortest living man.
Hello, Deep.
That's pretty much it, Chuck.
Hello,
That's
Deep. Much it. Sing your
He's
deep.
34.
Uh-huh.
Edward Nino Hernandez.
Hello, Dave.
This week he turned 34, and amid his birthday celebration, Guinness World Records officially declared him the world's shortest living man.
Man, oh man. We got a height on this guy?
2'4". 2 feet, 4.39 inches.
Yeah, like how tall is this? Stack these up.
So two of those. Two of my sweet teas.
Yeah.
Imagine two of your sweet teas running at you.
No! It becomes a nightmare then. Not refreshing.
You could take him, dress him up like a leprechaun, release him in different areas, dress him up like a garden gnome.
Yeah. Have him come to life.
Yeah.
They did that on Scare Tactics, I think, once.
Do you know that in Malaysia, I don't know how I know this, but I'm a UFO nerd. In Malaysia, all of the alien sightings, the people are always short like that. Like, you know, like we see grays and we see like big, tall. They see tiny little, like a little gnomes. All of them.
Weird. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I knew they had gnome sightings over there.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you think it's, it sounds like a joke at first, and then they're like, no, man. Gnomes.
Yeah, gnomes.
Deal with that.
Yep.
Hernandez, at 2 feet, 4.39 inches tall, officially the world's shortest living man. He got an official certificate in a ceremony in his hometown of Colombia this week. Here's a little taste of it here. Yes. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can go check it out for yourself if you want to see it.
Can't watch
there.
It. Huh?
I watched it earlier, Chuck.
I know, but on a different computer, right?
Oh, no.
You would have watched it here.
I had it loaded here.
Oh, boy. We'll it, the dog is...
You can't see it anymore.
Can't see it. No.
That's unfortunate.
From what I see, though, that's a kick-ass little jacket.
That's awesome.
That's an awesome kick-ass little jacket, dude.
I don't know where you got that jacket, but...
No, you don't.
It's Come a doll's on. Jacket, I think. It's just a...
It's
like an American Girl doll jacket.
It's sparkly.
It is very sequined sparkly. Up. I mean, it's a champion.
In Latin
jacket.
America, though, I guess that's like cool.
Yeah, no, they're flashy. You know, they like to be flashy.
So he grew up reaching regular milestones, they say, but realized at age four he wasn't growing like his friends were growing. His parents got some medical advice, but the reason his growth was stunted wasn't discovered until 20 years later.
Too late.
And they diagnosed him with severe hypothyroidism.
Oh, man. But
he still has a positive attitude, still enjoys his life. He loves dancing to reggae and merengue music. And here's a little taste.
I want to watch him dance.
DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
He's as tall as that chick's boots. Oh, yes. It's everything I want.
Yeah.
Rosa. You keep going, Chuck. Reenact him.
Oh, man. He's...
Oh, wow. Oh, cool shape.
This guy has got everything. Great dog. The dog loves him. So do the pigeons who might eat him.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The ice cream cone is half his size.
Can I tell you, I didn't want to see him eat an ice cream cone.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on it.
Oh, he's got the world's tiniest little bike.
Training wheels. There Look out, birds. Coming through. I thought he was playing that for a second. He's just kind of...
What's he doing? Is he just looking at it? I
thought he was going to pop out of the cello.
Fascinated by it.
He's going to pop out of it. He said he wants to conquer the world with his big smile. Wants to share it with everyone. He said, my eyes are beautiful and expressive. And he said, and I do this. Oh, he flashes like, oh, look. Oh, God. He
oh, wow. He wants to have sex.
I'm sure he does. His platonic love is Megan Fox.
Oh, come on, Megan.
Because she's beautiful and tan, and he loves tan women.
He does.
She's pretty, he says. And she has beautiful green eyes. She's just gorgeous.
I hope she sees this for you, bud. Show her how you licked that ice cream cone.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he spent some time down there.
He said, I don't want people to see me the way it is. I don't want people to call me dwarf.
No.
That's not nice. It's bad. It's become a habit, though, he says. Always. That dog's way bigger than him. He said, I can achieve anything I want. Doesn't matter the size.
Oh yeah, man!
He's like when you dance like he's that. A performer out there on the street.
Dance like that, you can't achieve anything. Yep. You want. I can't dance like that.
I don't know. I mean,
the minion voice maybe.
Got me. The minion voice. I mean, I guess I don't expect him just to be like, hey, Dave, how you doing?
That'd be...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the tiniest man. Freakier.
Well, if I put him in my movie, that's how he's going to talk.
Hello.
It'd be overdubbed by...
You'd have to get like James Earl Jones
yes.
or something.
Exactly. Exactly who I'd get.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think... What's your sex odds like? But even when you become like you're in the Guinness Book of Records, there's no
you know what though?
Clout. Does anything come along with that?
Okay, you're in Colombia.
In Colombia, that might be a huge deal. Being in the Guinness Book of
Records. Like World, he's
right? famous. Mini-me had sex.
Yeah.
Mini-me had sex. We made Lisa watch it, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You're right. So he's like Colombia's Mini-me.
There's a chance.
He's even smaller.
He seemed like a real ladies' man.
He does. He's into these.
Yeah.
We gave those winks and blew a kisses.
He set his sight on Megan Fox, you know?
He did. Like, set his sight high.
And went off about everything about her.
Yeah.
Like he had thought about it.
I can't recall, and this is a very personal question. Were Mini-Me's genitals Mini-Me size?
Very small, I believe. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Sir. Yes. They weren't normal, and he wasn't, you know?
Right. Yeah.
His wiener would be as big as he is if they were normal size.
Yeah.
He had a 2-foot wiener. Yeah.
There's some porns out there where those guys are
hung.
Yeah.
Good for those guys.
They have the normal They're blessed in some ways, and
right, and not in others. Listen, if you're going to make him 2 feet, give him a big dong.
Oh, come he on. Doesn't matter. You heard him talk.
Yeah, a minion.
If you talk like this, you probably have a pretty small thing down in your beard.
You know, it's your voice has got to do sometimes with your nuts, I think. You know?
I am only here to hit these. Everything is a pretty small. Senior Dave.
So. Yeah, it's an odd one. But the thing is, though, he doesn't look like he's in any kind of pain. Like, think about Mini-Me. He was always on. He had to ride that scooter. This guy's out there dancing and walking around on the streets and, you know.
Plus,
you know,
he's got that jacket.
That jacket makes sense.
That jacket.
And those sweet shades. Yeah.
That shiny, sparkly jacket.
Could you imagine he zipped by you?
Accident. Could be a minion.
Luca. Bueno. Pidu. Bueno.
Live action.
There you go. He's a
live action minion.
What do you think he's done as a living?
You saw it.
I think he danced.
I think you saw it.
I think he danced.
Oh, yeah. Street performer. You don't have a jacket like that and you're not putting a show on every day.
It's Columbia.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he used to work for Pablo back in the day.
He would have been. He's only 34.
The tiniest. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it wouldn't have worked out, I guess.
Here come the policia.
Policia. Well, you wish him well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, can I see something where somebody scoops him up and puts him in some something? Like a movie or something? Yeah. Scoop him up.
Oh. Sure. Someone said he could be a stripper and pop out of a cupcake.
Little cupcake.
Oh man, huh? I'd pay for that show.
Me too.
You know what you wouldn't be ready for is just a normal birthday cake and then a guy jumps out of it.
Right. You're right.
It's just a normal one.
Oh my god.
It's like one of those Costco cakes.
Yeah, so you brought it out.
Like, hello!
Oh, you were in there. Oh my god. Awesome jacket.
That jacket is awesome.
You'd catch me about 5 miles away still running.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
If a little man popped out of my birthday cake.
Oh, God, I'd do anything. I'd
write that down for next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. A big surprise for Dave.
Yep.
Hello, Dave.
We couldn't get the real guy, but we got this guy.
Hello, Dave. I drink all day. I agreed to delete.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed.
Wish him the best.
Yep.
Someone said, I think that little guy has done pornos with Bridget the Midget. No, this same.
What
they
are
would
you
never,
talking about?
Would they reward him with a Guinness record if he'd done porn?
Yes.
It wouldn't matter.
Nothing to do with your own personal.
Oh, should I Google his name?
Yes,
and
you
porn?
Should.
Edward.
I'm telling you, he walks with too much swagger to not have done something, I think.
You saw how he ate that ice cream cone. Who knows how to use that tongue?
He probably suggested the ice cream cone. He's like, letting me eat ice cream cone in front of all your room.
And then send the video to Megan Fox.
You're Guinness women?
Yeah.
No, don't.
He doesn't come up.
Doesn't come up as doing any.
You don't think he's done it yet?
Yet.
Yeah. What if it was just like Bridget the Midget with World's Smallest Man? She's famous. I mean, she's a famous.
It was probably just another little fella. Right?
I'm assuming.
Oh, the reason he got the title was the previous little guy died of pneumonia.
Ha!
That's how he was named. Previous world's shortest little man just died of pneumonia this year.
Okay, so how short was previous man?
There he is.
Oh, man, he was. Oh, we talked. We saw that guy before.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we talked about.
He's very small.
That guy was tiny.
Kangra Thapa Magar.
Yep.
Yep. So we lost him. He was 2 feet, 2'4", 1 inch. 2 feet, 2.41 inches. So he was shorter than this guy at 2 feet, 4.39 inches.
Yeah, that's a tiny, tiny person.
That's a wee, wee man.
Yeah, that guy had a suit. That guy had a full suit, which is, the jacket's cool, but a suit is also cool. tiny little
no
suit.
Shoes.
Tiny little suit.
Have you seen no shoes right there?
Yeah, no shoes.
Oh, man. Oh, well, man. Shoes are tough to come by.
They don't make dress shoes for those tacos. Yeah.
Slide on those little American Girl shoes. Make a nice set of shoes. They're more expensive than real shoes.
That's funny. I didn't know. I didn't notice he had no shoes on.
No, yeah. Shoes. Lisa does.
Just for the everyone. Probably the
they,
height.
Yeah, aspect. The height. They were like, you have to take your.
Yeah. Oh, right. Doing the official measurements.
Got to take his gaiters off.
Well, it'd be funny if he actually has like big, tall, like platform shoes.
Yeah,
he normally wears because he feels self conscious about his height. Huh.
I wonder if. Oh yeah, I'm sure there's pictures of him with shoes on.
Damn it, man!
Oh, he has lots of outfits. Look at him all dressed. Yeah, is he wearing shoes? Yeah, he's little runners on there.
Yep, yep.
Whoa.
There you go. He
plays the drums.
Very talented. And he's got facial hair, which is disturbing to me.
Well, he was probably, what, he was 27.
I know, but still.
I know.
It's disturbing because I couldn't grow that much facial hair.
Yes, he has more facial hair than you.
Anyway, there you go. Update on the world's shortest men. This one we lost this year, unfortunately. But the new champion reigns in Colombia.
So they get right on it. They don't care about somebody's death in the Guinness World.
No.
They're like,
no.
He's died! Get another short one immediately!
Yeah, they didn't waste any time.
No.
We're going to Colombia. That's your assignment. Johnson?
Find him.
Find the smallest man.
Yeah, it's shortest living man, by the way. So that's why.
Yeah.
That's why they have to keep it up.
Who's the shortest man ever?
World's shortest man ever?
Yeah.
World's smallest person?
Yeah, ever.
Ever. Chandra Bhadudar Gangi. He was 21 inches at the time of his death. The world's shortest person ever verified.
21 inches is small, guys.
Look, there was a picture with real tall.
Oh, yeah, they did the old man. Tallest man in the world, smallest man in the world.
Oh, wow, that is so freaky. Ah, the world can be cruel.
It's a big, tall dude, too. That's crazy.
Yep. I remember they had, like, a statue of him outside of the Guinness place in Niagara Falls.
The tall guy?
Yeah, the world's tallest man.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they had a statue of him and the world's heaviest man. And I have pictures with both of them for some reason.
Very nice.
I took pictures of me both of them. Yeah.
This is awesome, Mom!
I saw those recently going through my mom's photos. I'm like, oh, look, this is me with the world's tallest man and the world's fattest man.
Did you guys have the books? The books when you were kids? Like that Guinness book? World
of course.
Record book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one too.
They were always around.
They were sweet.
No,
I get them from like book fairs. You guys have book fairs?
Oh, yeah, we had book fairs. Yeah,
I used to love those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'd like give you a little piece of paper. And
they still have it.
Do they?
They still do it. My kids still get books from book fairs.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I have that picture right there. See? You could sit in that's his chair. You could sit in his big chair.
Jeez.
So that thing's just been kicking it for...
Oh, decades and decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that exact picture. I wonder if they have the fattest man, too. As they did then, unless that maybe nowadays that's considered.
They probably call it fattest. Like, oh, wait a second. There he is. There it is. You found it.
I did.
Yeah. He's got a shot with him in his muumuu.
Well, would he make a sheet into a...
Yeah.
Yes, underpants and...
A sheet into underpants.
Make me fit red.
Yep. That's my childhood right there, summed up in a couple of pics.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.